18 minutes to six. Has there been a mischievous attempt in the social media to try to sway undecided voters in the Irish presidential election? Voting's tomorrow. This afternoon, Twitter was buzzing with a claim that the South Armagh businessman with alleged financial links to one of the presidential candidates had given his first broadcast interview to a radio station called Magic 105. Just one problem. Magic 105 doesn't seem to exist. Conor McCauley's been investigating this. Who's this businessman, Conor, and what's his link to Sean Gallagher?
Well, Seamus, this is Hugh Morgan of Morgan Fuels, which is based right on the border just outside of Newry. Now, the reason he's linked to the presidential election is because there was a story which caused quite a bit of controversy on Monday, in which he said that he had given a €5,000 cheque to presidential candidate Sean Gallagher, who at the time was fundraising for Fianna Fáil. Now, obviously, Mr. Gallagher had gone to great lengths in the course of this presidential campaign to distance himself to a degree from Fianna Fáil. Mr. Gallagher subsequently admitted inviting Mr. Morgan to a 2008 fundraiser in Dundalk and asking for a donation. But crucially, he denies picking it up himself in person from Mr. Morgan's yard at Killian, just outside of Newry. He said when he was asked for this, "I'm not a Fianna Fáil bagman." I was asked today by the BBC to chase Hugh Morgan for interview, for comment, and I've spent most of the day doing that. I called down to his business premises just outside Newry. I phoned a mobile number, which we believe is his. I texted him, and we got no reply, no response. People in the office told me that he wasn't there, that he was in a meeting, and that he wouldn't be back. So you can imagine my surprise when I saw on some social media, on Twitter, a tweet at around about 2 o'clock, which said, "Hugh Morgan has told Magic 105 radio station in Armagh that he has CCTV stills of Sean Gallagher on his premises." Now, the reason of that obviously was potentially explosive was because if those CCTV stills actually did exist, he would give the lie to this story that Sean Gallagher told, that he didn't pick the cheque up in person.
So, have we any evidence of political dirty tricks?
Well, what I then began to try and establish was whether or not Hugh Morgan had made these comments to Magic 105. So I began to try and contact Magic 105 and see if they actually had this interview and had Mr. Morgan said this. But that's where I started to run into problems, because whilst there is a station of that name, according to the internet base in Lurgan, the website which it has, the listen live function, doesn't work. The landline phone number you can't get through on it appears to automatically disconnect. And there's a mobile number on there, and that goes to automated answer. So what I decided to do was I rang Ofcom. I asked them, was there a station of that name in Northern Ireland? What they told me was that there is no licensed station of that name here. There was a station of that name. It was taken off air by Ofcom and by the authorities in the Republic in 2007, one of a number of stations that were taken off the air. And I also coincidentally tuned my own radio here to 105.1 FM, which is the frequency on which Magic 105 purports to broadcast. I'm in the general area of the catchment area for the station here. I'm in kind of broadly in the kind of middle of Northern Ireland, and all I got was dead air. I suppose the important thing to say here is that it looks like somebody has been opportunistic. Let's put it like that. Let's not put it any stronger than that. The tweet emerged sometime after 2 o'clock. Now, the reason that that's important is because at 2 o'clock, a moratorium came into play in the Republic, whereby the mainstream media were no longer able to talk about issues around the presidential election. So that basically meant that though this story was going out on Twitter, normally what would happen is the story goes on Twitter, mainstream media picks it up and they try and cross-reference it and check it. But because of this moratorium, it meant that mainstream media weren't able to do that. So basically this story on Twitter developed its own legs and started to run. And it has been retweeted quite a lot. And among the people who have retweeted are some Sinn Féin accounts. Sinn Féin in North Tipperary has retweeted it. At least one Belfast City councillor has retweeted it. A columnist from Fublup has retweeted this. Now, I'm not suggesting there was any kind of scheme to try and spread this, but certainly it looks as if people just accepted it at face value.
All right.
And retweeted it. So I think the lesson from this story is you can't believe everything you read on the internet, and you certainly can't believe everything that you read on Twitter.
Thank you, Conor.